Glory to God. Good evening, everyone. How's everyone doing? All right. Are you guys with me? Come on now. Is this mic on? Glory to God. Jesus. I just couldn't get away from that all day today. Just Jesus, the same. God wanted to remind some of us today, man, that same spirit, glory to God, dwells in each and every one of us. Amen. But it's up to us. We have to walk in that authority. Amen. I was also meditating today. I was thinking once when I first went to Camp Decision, you know, some of the kids know me here, but somehow when they go away, they tend to forget who you are. So the first year when I would try to crack the whip or lay the law, they're like, hey, it's just Angel. But then I got smart. I said, if I go to these kids and say, Pastor Peggy said, you guys better relax, things change. Amen? And that's the same thing. When we try to do things in our own ability, how many of us know it don't work? Amen? But when you stand up in front of that storm, you stand up in front of that mountain, and you say, in the name of Jesus, oh, glory to God, things are going to change. I think I'm a little too loud. I have a tendency of getting loud. Ain't nobody sleeping tonight. I'm going to tell you that right now. Amen? Glory to God. How many brought your Bibles with you, your pad? Glory to God. It's always an honor to stand up here. I mean, sometimes it's a little pressure. I mean, when you come behind Pastor Peggy, amen? But the anointing of God makes me a lot smaller. Amen? Glory to God. So I'm going to kind of stay in the same path that Pastor Peggy brought up on Sunday about storms. Amen. And I love the illustration of the event that she used with Paul. How many believe Paul knew what he was doing? Amen. That Paul was led by the Spirit of God. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Steve. Glory to God. We got time. You got 45 minutes with me. So let's make this thing work. Amen. Glory to God. And all day, I was just thinking about the authority that has been given to us. And many times, I'm going to raise my hand. Many times we just get lax. We get comfortable. Or I'm married. Sometimes I say, oh, Angel, pray for that in the spirit or whatever. But no. Each and every one of us has to stand up and speak to those things that are troubling us. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Mike, I got two over here. Before, I don't want to distract nobody, but I lost my reading glasses, so I'm going to be wearing my wife's reading glasses, so I hope it don't distract nobody. Just keep your eyes on your Bible, and you'll be okay. Amen? All right. She said I look hot. That's all that matters. Amen? The title of my message today, glory to God, if you're taking notes, it's the Word of God or the Bible, our anchor in any storm. Because we all know, we all been around the church long enough, we all have been in the Word, there are storms that are going to come. Amen? 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 Some of us got bigger storms. Some of us got smaller storms. Some of us have a tendency of just, I'm just going to ride the wave. Well, no, that's the wrong attitude. Especially if that storm is taking you somewhere that God's not leading you. Amen? Amen. Psalms 18, chapter 2. That's going to be kind of our text verse. Sorry, Mike, I didn't give this to you earlier, but you know, no big deal. And it reads like this. I'm reading out of the New Living Translation. It says, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. You can go home right now. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield, and the horn of my salvation. He is my stronghold. Amen? And how do we get to know, first of all, who we are in Christ? How do we get to know who Jesus is? Basically, We got to get in the Word. It doesn't just work coming in here on Sunday. I come to every service. Most of us here that sit up front, we're here every service. And yes, we get fed, but that's not good enough. It's not good enough. We have to take the time, because it does take time. And where's Jennifer at? She was up. There she is right here. I was doing a Thrive, was it 201? And I just shared, we were talking about the essentials of how to be a strong believer and build good habits. And I'm kind of old school. I mean, I'm a lot older than what I look, okay? But I like CDs. I like to pop CDs in my radio at work. I drive a company truck, so I just like to hear things over and over. I popped in a series today, Joyce Myers, you know, and it's talking about going after your destiny and stuff like your purpose. And I remember in class, I'm pretty sure she'll remember, and I said, you know, if you want to get the Word of God in you, just go to the dollar store and you get some CDs and pop them in your radio. And Jennifer says, you know, you can download them on MP player. And I'm like, yeah, you are right. I didn't even think about it, but thank you for that. But whatever works for you, because I know as a new believer, when I rededicated myself back to the Lord, Pastor Peggy told me, get into the book of John. I'm like, man, I work so, no misunderstand me. I do read the Word. But she says, you just want that thing playing and meditating. And that's what I did. And it's probably 1998. I don't even know if they still have them in some of the dollar stores. And I got the series of the book of John. And as I drove every single day, they were just reading the Word of God to me. What does that do? It just builds you up. And many times, I left it on the same chapter for the whole week. I just kept it on repeat, you know? And sometimes I would train people. They're like, what are you listening to? The Bible. And some of the guys are like, oh, okay. But you know what? That worked for me. Why? Because I knew that as a believer, when we are a threat, when we are a believer, let me say that again. When we are a believer and we are raised in church and we're baptized with the Holy Spirit and we're doing things, the enemy sees us as a threat. So we have to be ready for those storms, because he's not going to say, oh, come on, Pastor Devon, let me help you walk out the plan of God for your life. Come on, let's do this. Has the enemy told that to anybody here? Because I'm going to lay hands on you quickly. All right. The enemy is not going to do that, because he doesn't want that. He doesn't want none of us to walk out that plan of God for our lives. That's why we need to know the Word of God. And I'm going off course a little bit, but Pastor Peggy, that's all been in our staff's heart for a long time. You know, it's not time to kind of take it easy. I'll be all right. I'll be all right. You know what? Let me tell you something. I heard Joyce Meyer say something today. And, you know, I'm not advertising her and all that, but she's doing great things for the kingdom. Amen. And she said, when the enemy doesn't see you as a threat, that means you're walking with him and he will never come knocking on your door. I said, whoa. Because why? Because now you're part of his army. Come on now. Amen. I'm sorry if I'm being heavy today, but I preach the truth. I preach the gospel. Amen. And that's what happens many times. Oh, there's nothing wrong in my life. There's nothing going on with this. And she also said in that same series she's talking about, she said, oh, don't ever be a lukewarm Christian. Oh, you're just asking for trouble. I mean, she was on today. I was like, whoa, thank God. But we have to be grounded. Amen? And I was thinking today, since we're talking about storms, how many of us can agree? I'm going to talk probably more to the ladies, because it's something about a hair thing. You get your hair done, you're all good, looking pretty. You left your umbrella in the house, and you get caught in a rainstorm. Come on, ladies. How many of you are going to have probably a horrible day? I don't have that problem. I'll be all right. Amen? And you think about that, and we laugh and we joke about that. But in the natural, you get caught in a rain, in a severe, we live in South Florida. You get caught in a severe rainstorm, and you're going to work, and you have no extra clothes. That's probably going to make your day a little, it's not going to be one of your best days. And I feel bad for your husband when you get home, because it's always his fault. Amen. But it's the same thing with our storms and our Christian walk. If you don't take care of them, when you recognize them, I'm looking around here. Most of us are mature in our Christian walk. When you don't take care of them in the right time, it's going to make your life miserable. And many times I've heard people say, I'm used to it already. Oh, no way. You're just opening up another door of trouble. When you say, it's been staring at me for so long, I don't even see it anymore. That's yourself telling yourself that lie. But no, what does the Word of God tells us? You must speak to that mountain. Amen. I always go back to the story of David. There's something about that teenager David. You know, I was listening to another preacher the other day, and he was talking about David, how his dad, you know, his brothers were out at war, and his father sending a check up on his brothers and take him lunch. And he said, one thing the minister said was, you knew that David was full of God when he saw that mountain in front of him, and he didn't walk away from it, but what he did as a child of God, he took care of business. And that's the attitude that we need to take. Not walk by and says, oh yeah, I see you there, I'll be back for you. No, you take care of it right there and then. Amen? There you go. I think that's verse 26. Amen? Because what's going to happen? We all have done it. I'm preaching to myself too. We all do it. We walk by that situation, I'll get to you later. And then tomorrow comes, I'll be back. And then what happens? Boom. And by the time you decide, not that God cannot do anything, because he will. But why are you going to take care of it when it's a lot bigger, when you have to look up at it, when you can take care of it when you look down at it? It's a lot easier to take care of things when it's a lot smaller. That's all free right there. That's not even on my notes. Amen? And how many of us can agree that storms come in all shapes, colors, sizes? Amen? My storm is my storm. Many times it's our storm. We face things together. Amen? If you're married, I hope you guys are, I'm going to encourage you. If you want to have a successful marriage, I can see some of you already checking out. Oh, here goes Pastor Angel. Well, the reason why I say that, because I do have a successful marriage. I'm going to celebrate 28 years of marriage. And we seem to tackle things a lot better when we get together in prayer in the Spirit. Amen? And I could speak the same about Pastor D and anyone up here that's married. Because we've seen the Word of God just, God has showed up in a mighty way that we both look at each other and we like, only God. Come on. You guys saw the video a couple of weeks ago of my grandson. He just turned 5 years old. 5 years ago, the entire family, we were staring at death in our face. We have a picture of our grandson that we don't even like to show nobody. Why? Because he didn't even look human. Okay? 23 weeks. 1 pound, 11 ounces. I don't need to tell you anymore. But when you know who you are in Christ, and when you know that he's been faithful before, there's nothing that my God cannot take care of. Amen. We could have probably called everybody, because the doctor told us, you guys better make some preparations. Get the family together, because he got probably a less than 10% chance. That's it. What do? We could have laid down and said, okay, let's call everybody. But no. We were in church that Sunday. And I knew something was up. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. At that time, we had the drums on stage, and there was an usher waiting for me right there. And I was like, what's going on? And I just started praying in the Spirit. I'm going to put this down because it looks like, I don't know about that yet. And I was just praying in the Spirit. And I kept seeing, I don't remember who the usher was. And he was just standing there. And as soon as we finish our set, I had a piece on myself, but I wasn't sure what was going on. And they told me right there, they need you in the foyer. And they told us the news. And we went to the hospital. But God, like Pastor Steve said, but I don't know why I'm sharing this today. That was our mountain, you know? And here we are 5 years later, giving God all the glory. You guys saw the video. If you haven't, go on Facebook. Oh, man, he's handsome. Come on, he's a Centron. You know what? Let's move on. Let's move on. Glory to God. You guys just throw me off, man. Amen. But why do I say that? Because you have to take care of those mountains. Don't live with them. Oh, they're ugly. Anybody had a good storm come by? Okay. You did? Oh, no, I don't like good storm. I've never heard of a good storm. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And why did I put in my title, the Word of God, the anchor in any storm? This is the reason why. I looked up the definition of the word anchor. It says a person or a thing that can be relied on for support, stability, and or security. That sounds like somebody I know. Come on now. I'm going to say that again. The job of an anchor or an anchor could be a person or anything that can be relied on for support, for stability, and or security. That sounds like Jesus. Come on now. Amen. And I wrote on my notes here, when the captain of that boat or that ship lowers that anchor, he is confident that it will do what it is supposed to do. And that is the same way we have to be as believers when we apply the Word of God in our lives. We must be confident that it will work for us at all times. The Word of God is true always. It really breaks my heart. I tend to minister to a lot of people. I talk to a lot of people. I'm kind of outspoken. The kids don't like to go shopping with me, but that's okay. All right? Because that's what the Holy Spirit will do. He'll give you that boldness. Even sometimes Angie's like, man, come on, let's go. You talk to everybody. I'll go shopping by myself. Amen? But that's what the Holy Spirit does, you know? And we have to, because the Word of God is true always. If there's 66 books in the Bible, you cannot subtract one of them out of it. You know, and that's what happens. Here we go. I'm going to step on some toes. Watch your toes. And this is what happens with us many times. We want to say, I'm going to believe this, that this is for me. Let me take this out. And then I'm going to take this out. But that rest of that other stuff, I don't think that applies to me. Oh, Lord, you're asking for a lot of trouble. Amen. And I heard a minister today. I mean, I guess God was ministering to me today. He needed me to hear some few things. I think it was Joyce Meyer. She said, many believers, sometimes they leave the door wide open for the enemy. And he comes right in. But in actuality, all he needs is a little crack to be open. And that's all he needs to come in. Because what happens? You ever try to force your way into somewhere? Sometimes all you need is that little space. And you just keep. That's what the enemy does. Did you hear that? You need to shut them doors. Slam them. Amen? And what are some causes of storms? Many times we like to blame the enemy for everything. Come on. I've been there. Oh, that devil. But once you backtrack a couple of days, a couple of weeks, a couple of months, a couple of years, how did you get where you're at? Or how did that mountain get there? Thank you. What are some of the causes? For the sake of time, many times it could be bad decisions. You get that gut feeling. I get a lot of gut feelings. Amen? But you get that gut feeling and you know you shouldn't. You say, let me see what happens. Oh, poor judgment. Looking around, we're all adults here. I don't need to go into details. Lack of experience sometimes. Sometimes we like to jump the gun. Come on. I've been there, right, babe? You can agree. Sometimes stupidity. Ooh, that's a strong word. You and I recording this, right? I want to play drums on Sunday. Many times, stupidity on our part. And here we go. This is a big one. You ready, Pastor Steve? And many times, sin in our life. Sin is sin. There's no A, B, C. There's no different grades. The Word of God says sin. The same thing with lying. I don't know why I'm going there. There's no white lie, yellow lie, black lie, red lie. A lie is a lie. Whoa. Am I being all right? I'm not being too hard. Right? Yeah. Ushers, don't let them out till we collect the offering. Number two, or if you're taking note, A or B, other reasons for storms. Many times could be a wrongdoing of other people towards us. We all had that friend or that family member or that coworker. For some reason, you know, they seems like they get up in the morning, they go, today I am going to hurt somebody's feeling. Today I'm going to put the hurt on somebody. Come on. We all been there. We all know that person that wants to bring us down. They're down there in the hole and all they want to do is drag us down. The letter C or the number three, and Satan, the devil. Yes, we're not going to leave him out. His job is to pretty much bring hardship, and his attempt is to keep us away from having a relationship with God. That's, and he doesn't, you know, I don't want to glorify him that he's this big, powerful thing. No, he just used a little, tiny little weapon called deceive, you know. And many times he'll come in, you know. He did it I'm not going to go there. The first in Genesis, you know what happened when they got booted out of the Garden of Eden? You know what happened. He did it with Eve, but they both got deceived. You know what I'm saying? You have to know. You have to know the plan of the enemy and plan against it. You need to know the Word of God, especially in these times. Because when you know when someone's not speaking the truth, preaching the truth, speaking the truth, you get that Holy Spirit gut check. And you're like, really? You know, it happened to me probably a year ago. I think I shared this once. I went to a funeral of a friend of mine, a good friend of mine. And we lost contact and then we got back together and he passed away. So the right thing to do, you know, I went to pay my respects. I didn't know nobody there. You know, I didn't know nobody. We were friends from an old job years ago. So they bring in this, I don't know if he's a minister or whatever he was, and did the ceremony. And he just started going away how, you know, he's probably, I'm not going to say the name of the individual, but he said, he probably was a good man. You know, I didn't know him. This is the guy that's officiating the service, the funeral. He probably was a good man, you know, and, you know, God has grace and this and that, and he probably did make his way to heaven, you know. And then he's looking around. There was probably 100 people there. And he's looking around and says, well, all I can tell each and every one of you, if you just live a good life and you do good, you know, you're probably going to make it to heaven. And I'm sitting in the back, way back there where Tim is at. And man, honestly, if I knew probably three more people in there, I probably would have jumped up, speak my mind, spoken the truth, and probably gotten kicked out. But honestly, I felt terrible because there's this guy there just telling a group of people that, you know, just do good. If you do good in life, you'll be okay. Well, that's not what the Bible says. It says if you confess with your mouth and you believe in your heart that Jesus died and rose again, and you believe, then you will be saved. It doesn't say anything about being good. Looking around, most of you seem to be pretty good. Amen? In the book of Acts, it says, anyone that calls out on the name of Jesus shall be saved. That's what the book says. So that's why you need to know the truth. And it wasn't my place. Trust me. I wanted to. But, you know, maybe next time. But that's why we need to know the truth. Amen? And how does the Word of God anchor us in times or in storms? How? Number one, it comforts us. And I encourage everyone in here today, in the middle of a storm, in the middle of a heart attack, I always like to go to the book of Psalms. Many of us know the story of David, the trials, everything he went through. But if you read the book of Psalms, he always says, I'm going through this. But he never took his focus away from God. He always remembered, he always reminded God, you're a big God. You've done this before, you know. That's why, you know, get into the Word, you know. And many times, trust me, the flesh doesn't want to, you know. And yes, there's time that we need to sit back and kind of analyze what's going on, but we need to pick ourselves up and say, no, what does the Word of God say about that situation? Because the same things that are going on today was going on 2,000 years ago. There was war, famine, all the craziness. Right now, it's just a lot bigger, let's be honest, because we have the media, live TV, and we have social media. You could put something on social media right now, and it'll be across the world in no time. I like Psalms 23. We all know that. But when you're struggling and something, just go to Psalms 23. I like verse number one, the whole chapter of it. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. And many times, just take that scripture and just meditate on that all day. When the enemy comes and reminds you, how are you going to get through this one? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Another translation, the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. And the more you start speaking the Word of God, the more full of the Word of God you get in, all of a sudden that situation, whatever's going on, it's going to start decreasing because you're applying the Word of God. Amen? Number two, it reminds us of God's promises. But how are you going to know God's promises to you if we don't get into the Word? Got to get into it. Amen. He promised us a sound mind. He promised us an abundant life. You know, many people tend to check out when you say abundant and say, oh, here we go, they're talking about money. No, it's an abundant life in every area of your life. I like money. Don't get me wrong. Right, babe? We like to go shopping. But when you want to know the promises of God, you get into the Word. Get into the Word. Get into the Word and just whatever works for you. There's so many avenues that we have today that we can get into the Word. Amen? He reminds Joshua, if you want to, for your notes, Joshua chapter 1, verse 8 and 9, he's telling him there. This law, the book of the law, he's talking about the Word. Keep it in front of you. Meditate it. Chew on it. I recommend it. It works for me. I recommend if you drive a truck all day or whatever, if you can listen to a radio at work or whatever, every once in a while, take an hour and just put the word and just, you know, it works. Many times we go to sleep with the iPad just reading the word to us, you know. We might be resting, but our spirit man is getting filled. Amen. Number three, the word of God teaches us God's viewpoint on how to overcome any adversity in your life. How are you going to know how to get over that thing, that storm, that situation? It's a how-to book. The best way to get over it, to get through it, because the Word of God says, even when we walk through the valley of shadow of death, you got to move, you got to walk through it. Well, what does God say? Like I said earlier, what does He say about that situation? He knows best. Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans. So why not follow His plans? Amen? You guys still with me? Glory to God. And then I put down four things we must do so that His word is our anchor. Number one, we must read and study it. Just as an anchor does not work unless it is lowered, the word of God cannot encourage us unless we take the time to read it and study it. Not only read it and study it, but you got to live it out. You understand what I'm saying? Some people like to read, like to study, but if you're not doing what the Word of God does, it doesn't do you no good. It's like then pretty much then, and I'm not trying to be mean, pretty much what you're doing, you're taking the Word of God, and it's like just like another novel to you. Oh, I like this story. Look what David did. Oh, that's so nice. Oh, look at what Jesus told me to do to them, speak to them. Oh, no. You read it. You study it, and then you walk it out. If it tells you to speak to that mind, speak to that mind. Amen? Are you guys with me? Amen. Amen? Number two, we must meditate on it. I said that earlier. Meditate on it. Chew it. I mean, just many times I'll grab a verse, and for that whole week, I'm just meditating on that verse. I go into different translations. I even go into Spanish sometimes just to get into it, you know. And I just, you know, and I sometimes I just pray and I say that verse. Because why? Because I know, and most of us in here looking around, we all know what happens when we apply the Word of God in any situation. We all been there. If I grab a mic and I pass it around to everyone, we all can share a testimony of a situation that we've been at, but God has showed up. Amen. Amen. So we know what the power of God, we know what the word is capable, but we have to walk it out. Amen. Number three, we must believe what the word says. If you allow any doubt in your life, you will never receive all that it has for you. Doubt's going to come because the enemy's going to say, really? Does the word of God really say that? He likes to twist stuff around quickly. Why? Because he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. So as soon as you try to get the word of God into you and you start living it out and you start living for Christ, the enemy is automatically going to come and is going to try to steal that word from you. That's why you must know the truth. And be bold. Don't be afraid of him. Don't be afraid of him. You need to remind him, hey, boy, you're under my feet. You need to. Amen. I said it earlier when I first ministered, when I started. Amen. We need to walk in that authority that God has given it to us. Because it don't do us no good to put it up on a shelf. And then once a week you go over, oh, let me see the authority Jesus gave me. And then you wipe the dust off it. Oh, it's still there. I'll use you when I need you. No. No. You need to walk into it in that authority every single day. Every single day. You need to speak the word of God every single day. Why? Because the word of God said, you resist the devil and he will flee from you. So don't even let them come close and then say, oh, hold on a second. Let me go to my bookshelf and get that authority that God. No. Every day, you got to walk in that authority because the devil comes every day. Like I said earlier, he does not want any one of us here to walk out God's perfect will for our lives. Don't let anybody tell you anything different. Mm-mm. Hey, Pastor D, let me help you with that. No, the enemy, you'll never hear the word help come out of his mouth. Amen. And number four, we're going to close with this. We must be willing to obey it. I believe when we obey God's word and we do his word, blessings will always follow. Just study. They could study anybody in the Bible, from Moses to Noah, anybody. They followed the instructions of God, and we can all see what happened. The power of God came, the situation changed. And that's the same attitude we need to take. Get the word in us. I don't tend to know everything, trust me. But I do know one thing. That when I got this word, I can say we, because we came to the Lord about the same time. When we got the word of God inside of us, and we started living the word of God, walking it out, situations just started changing. God would show up. And nothing that spectacular that I did, but the word of God. And I'll leave you with this. James chapter 1. Verse number 22. I'm reading out of the New Living Translation. But don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you are only fooling yourselves. James chapter 1, verse 22, the New Living Translation. But don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you are only fooling yourselves. Another translation says, let's not only be hearers of the word, but let's be doers of the word. It's a crazy, crazy world out there. I encourage each and every one of us. I'm speaking to myself. Let's pick it up a notch. There's a hurting world. I made a connection with somebody yesterday, right, that I have not seen in years, an old friend. And I believe it was a divine appointment. I'm sitting at a Wendy's in Delray, minding my own business, and these two individuals walked in I haven't seen probably 15 years, 18 years. And we started talking, and they're having health issues. And I could see it. And I can see the hurt of the world. And I just started ministering to them, and I gave them an invite to the church. And the first thing she said was, you know how long I have been looking for a church, and I have not been able to find a church. And I said, well, you can come to the church now that I'm an associate pastor. She said, I will be there on Sunday. This is someone I haven't seen in 18 years. I don't have their phone number or nothing. And let me tell you something. I need to tell this to my wife. I was all the way out east in Delray. I passed three different Wendy's. But for some reason, I said, man, I want to go to the Wendy's that I always go to. I could have pulled in on the Wendy's on Linton Boulevard and Federal Highway. But every time I looked at it, I was like, nah. And I just kept going. And I went to that Wendy's on Military Trail, ordered my lunch. 5 minutes later, they walked in. That's God. Amen. But that's why you need to be ready. You need to recognize the opportunity and jump on it. Amen. And regardless of what storm you are facing, remember, we can weather it with confidence, knowing that the word of God is our anchor. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your word, Father. We just thank you, Lord, and we honor you, we glorify you, because you are a good God. We thank you, Lord, that no matter what we are facing in life, we can put our trust in you, knowing that you are right there with us. Holy Ghost, and I say that you do what you do best. You minister to us. And when we need to turn left, Holy Ghost, we will hear your voice and we will turn left. When we need to turn right, help us turn right. And if we need to stop and say, just stop and wait. Holy Ghost, I pray that you help us and that you lead us and that you guide us. Father, and I pray that each and every one of us, Father, would just pick it up a notch and that we will always recognize the plan of the enemy and we will use the authority that you have given us to become overcomers. And with everybody with their eyes closed and nobody looking around, if there's anyone here that doesn't know Jesus or just says, I just want to come home, this is your opportunity. Nobody's looking around. Just raise your hand. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Or if there's anything that you have to just repent about, maybe there's some mountains in your life that just seem to be part of you and you're okay with it. Right now, I just want you to take authority and just speak to that mind and just say, no more. No more. I'm a child of the living King. And I thank you, Father, that the word that was spoken has penetrated deep in our hearts. And we will be doers of the word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Pastor D.